We made this. You're listening to Pick a Disc's Best of 2020. Number 1. Heinz, The Prettiest Curse. We all need music now more than ever, and we were so excited to release our album next month and share it with you. But right now, things are a bit scary in Spain, and the coronavirus is something that is affecting a lot of our loved ones. So for right now, we think all our focus should be on staying safe, staying home, not promoting a new album. Heinz's third album was due to be released on the 3rd of April of this year, but the world took a dip into the topsy-turvy land, and the band decided to delay the album by 2 months, believing that promoting the album would feel uncomfortable. So, on the 5th of June, The Prettiest Curse was finally released, and it's pretty much my favourite album of this year. You can tell because this is the last episode of these daily podcasts, and usually the last episode is probably the last thing going to be talked about, and the last thing talked about is usually the most favourite thing, particularly in lists. Spanish garage rock band Heinz, they're probably one of my favourite bands of the last 5 or 6 years. They've got a brilliant ability to make distortion sound beautiful. They formed in 2011 as a duo called Dears with Carlota Casales and Ana Perot, and they had a break for until about 2013, then recorded a few demos, and then eventually fleshed out the rest of the band by introducing Arde Martin on bass and Amber Grimbergen on drums. Now, they released debut Leave Me Alone in 2016, and their sophomore album was released in their debut album Leave Me Alone was released in 2016. And the sophomore album, I Don't Run, was released in 2018. And I remember waiting for both of them and actually pre-ordering them. I think I saw Heinz the start of 2016. I think it was just before the album was out, or it might be afterwards. I can't remember. But I do remember listening to a couple of the EPs, or at least an EP that was out on Spotify before then. But yeah, I was instantly hooked. It's like kind of like that lo-fi garage sound, which is just kind of, again, to reference something I mentioned in the previous episode, box ticking. Just ticks a lot of check boxes for me in terms of what I like. And a side note, I hosted Off the Record, which is like a Birmingham-based kind of like record music talking club thing that was basically when people were allowed in the same room with each other, and the album that I picked was the first Heinz album, and thankfully people liked it, which, you know, which was quite nerve-wracking actually, but yeah.
Hey Pickadiscus, it's Colin from We Dig Music and Through This Month's Issue podcasts. My favourite album of this year, I've kind of had a joint favourite album, but there's one in particular I want to talk about. So just narrowly missing out Vernon Jane's record, which is fucking great. Dystopian Future Movies with their album Inviolate. It's an absolutely fucking beautiful album that more people need to listen to. They're a band based in Nottingham, and I came aware of them because Carolyn Corley, who's the singer and guitarist, and Bill Fisher, who's the drummer, are also in a band called Church of the Cosmic Skull, who are sort of prog awesomeness. But this is kind of gothy, really melodic, but almost post-metal. It's a beautiful album with beautiful melodies, really fucking heavy guitars, but really, really melodic, beautiful, amazing imagery. The vinyl packaging is fucking amazing as well. The pressing is absolutely beautiful with moss-coloured green, brown and cream-coloured vinyl. It is absolutely amazing. Totally independent band. They do everything themselves. Dystopian Future Movies are absolutely fucking perfect. It's their second album. The first album's really good as well, but this is, I discovered them this year. And yeah, Dystopian Future Movies, Inviolate, is my album of the year. It's fucking fantastic.
With The Prettiest Curse, Heinz hit a high for their third album. I love the previous two, but I don't think they've hit a bad note with any of those albums yet. But The Prettiest Curse, I think, might end up being my favourite out of the three so far. Previous albums were recorded during tours, whereas this wasn't. So it felt like they could sit down and really just focus on writing on the album itself and just develop it. So it gave the band a lot more time to focus and work on what they want from it. So it means that it was able to explore and expand the ideas that they wanted to do with the album. And there's a wider variations of instruments used on this album, and it helps support quite a few of the songs, gives them a bit more heft, and it gives the album, it sounds like a Heinz album, but it also sounds like they're experimenting and just expanding their sound and showing what they're capable of as a band. It's also the first album where they sang in their native language of Spanish, so while the album is primarily in English, the Spanish adds an extra layer to the songs and allows them to express in the lyrics the way they want to, and And if Google translates some of the Spanish terminology correctly, I can see why, because there are some some really good lines in the Spanish version, which I won't say in polite company. Throughout the 10 songs on this album, they're all brilliant. From the slow build of Good Bad Times to the lovely closure of This Moment Forever, it's a nice and tight 32-minute album of excellence. And any listeners who have listened to any of the episodes from before this one will know that I'm not a fan of long songs, so anything that's quite nice and easy to listen to, which might fit into a commute to work, is always good for me. So with the songs themselves, well, there's the great riding solo that makes the Heinz sound into a great little catchy pop song, yet still feel like an old school Heinz track, and it's about being lonely and isolated and travelling, but again, it could also be about just being emotionally lost at the same time, so you're just not sure who you are, and you're just not sure if you want to be on your own for the time. There's the love song of Come Back and Love Me, which emphasises a lot of Spanish guitar, and it gives it an extra layer of romanticism that just works, and it just nice, it gives it a bit more of a variation from what you've had on the album to date. But throughout that, they still have time for the manic, energetic energy that makes Heinz, Heinz. Single Burn is a great track that feels turmoil alongside the subject matter of moving on from a recently ended relationship, whilst The Play feels like a song that was written and recorded for Leave Me Alone, and it starts slow, but keeps on adding layers and layers of distorted guitars alongside the increased anger in the vocals to build up to an epic finale of a track. The album has what I think might also be another candidate for my favourite song this year, with the frankly kick-ass song that is Just Like Kids, Meow. This is the song where the new instruments that they use, like the keyboard, gets more prominence and just feels like it's always been a part of the band. The mission statement behind this song is to tell you what it's like to be a girl in the band, and it's full of condescending statements that the band have had said to them, based on actual things told to them. But there's also an element of saying, oh, F it, and carrying on and letting the statements just wash over them and not paying attention, which results into perhaps one of the best kind of last plays of a chorus, and just carries on that energy. And to be fair, to not be able to see a room full of people sing along that chorus is perhaps one of the biggest kind of letdowns in the fact that we can't go to gigs this year. That chorus is primed for a bunch of people shouting the lyrics back at the band, and not being able to kind of experience that is, again, 2020, I love this band, I love Heinz, and this was always going to end up on my list. The Prettiest Curse is just bloody brilliant, and it is just frankly my favourite album of 2020. So if you've not listened to it, give it a listen. And thank you for listening for the best of 2020. I want to say, if you've listened to all the episodes so far, I want to say thank you ever so much, and I look forward to seeing you all in 2021, where we start the third year of the podcast. Crazy, eh? Anyway, goodbye and Happy New Year.